This is the sixth stem cell meeting on the Mesa, although I had a conversation with Larry Goldstein yesterday, and we've worked on this for a long time, and he said, in fact, it was probably the seventh, because the first public meeting of the Science Network was held a month before Proposition 71 in 2004, and it was on stem cells, science and politics at the crossroads. Then a couple of years later, we started doing the stem cell meeting on the Mesa. So this is the sixth one, but we think of it as the seventh. I'm delighted you're all here. This will be on the web. It'll be on thesciencenetwork.org if you want to see it later. There'll also be some conversations that I've recorded and am recording over the next couple of days with Ian Wilmot, with Rudy Janisch, Larry Goldstein, Evan Snyder, Jean Loring, Genio, a few other people, Kat Jameson as well. So thanks to CIRM for helping fund those adventures of ours. Yesterday at the dedication of the Sanford Consortium for Regenerative Medicine, is Denny here? Let's have a root round of applause for Denny Sanford. Yesterday, at the opening of the consortium, there was a wonderful little talk by Lorraine Steele, who's a patient advocate. And she said, I want you to think that this is not 150,000 square feet of laboratory space. It's 150,000 square feet of hope, of empowerment. And in those 7 years since we did the first meeting, there's an enormous things have happened. I later spoke to several of the speakers about that and to get some sense of where the field is at this point. And I also spoke to Kat Jameson. And she said, well, hope, yes, but it's not just hope. We're dealing with reality here. She said, I have patients who are actually going through programs that are using this technology. So we're actually moving ahead. I would like to... I think this program is spectacular. We revised it this year in terms of the panels and so on. I think it's an extraordinary demonstration of what's going on in the field. I'm not going to do elaborate introductions, but I do want to get you have a welcoming remarks from Jonathan Thomas, who's the chair of the governing board of the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine Independent Citizens Oversight Committee. Jonathan, would you come up and speak?